Good morning, everybody. Well, here it is, January the 15th. You might say, well, Longbend is in Benoit Province here, so I'll be pretty close by. And I hear that they're finishing up some barracks over there that they started to live in. I told y'all, I guess, about us moving our barracks. We moved our barracks some time back. And there's a little piece in the paper that our little volcano paper we get. I'm gonna send it in this tape if I can get it in. It's I don't know, things we've done since we've been over here and everything. I thought y'all might enjoy reading it. But we got our old barracks here. We made it pretty good. I wish I could stay right here. I've got my little old place fixed up. I've got me a bunk and mattress on it. Man, we got hot showers now. Mess hall, day room and everything. But maybe they have all these things over there where I'm fixing to go. Only thing we ain't got is chapel, and I hope we got one where I'm going now. Hello, Albert. Cooling it, man. That's one of my buddies just walked in. Yeah. Just a minute. Tommy's on R&R, and he's supposed to be back today or tomorrow. I hope I get to see him before I leave. And I don't know. I guess he probably, I hope he gets back today, but it's hard to leave all my old buddies. It's really a hard thing to do. We all been through a lot together. Been together a long time. I've been with old 34th for a long time. But maybe we'll all get together again someday back in the States, I guess. 86 days, that's about all I can say right now. And I know that I'll be back home now before too long. Sure, we'll be glad when the time gets here. I got y'all's letter yesterday. Got one from you, Mom and Dad, and brother and sis. I got y'all's too. I sure did enjoy hearing from all of you. I want y'all to continue writing me. I don't know what my address is going to be over there yet. I know I'm, according to my orders, I'm going to be attached with A Company of the 92nd Engineers. And there's a couple of guys that's going from other companies of the 34th that I know. Of course, it won't be like being with the boys I've been with so long, but I don't guess it'd be hard to make new friends over there. And but I want y'all to continue to write me. Go ahead and send my mail right here to the 34th until you hear from me my address. And as soon as I find out what it is, well, I'll let you know. I think the APO number over there is 96491, but I'm not sure about that, so wait until I let you know for sure. And I want y'all to tell everybody at home I said hi. I'll be on back now before too long. I continue to hear from Linda just about every day, and when I don't get a letter from her one day, I get two from her the next. Bless her heart, she writes me every day just as regular as the clock goes around. I told you about Opal and Dale. That's Linda's sister and brother-in-law. Just a minute, here's some more claims. Anyway, they had a new baby boy. Saturday was a week ago, and the letter I got from Linda yesterday, well, they'd gone home, and I could tell that from Linda's letter, she's real depressed, and of course, I know it makes her think of things that's happened in the past, seeing someone have a new baby, but our time's coming. It's not too far off now, and she will be glad when the time gets here, and I can get out here, and we can get our family started. It's been a rough old go, us having to be apart like we have, but I guess it's made both of us grow up quite a bit, and it's been good for us in one way. Made us learn to appreciate each other, I guess. And I don't know, she said that she held the baby and, well, you know, you can kind of figure how it made her feel. But we'll have one pretty soon now, and I sure will be glad when the time gets here. Y'all, this side of the tape is just about gone. If it runs out while I'm talking, well, I'll turn it over and make out the other side and talk to y'all on it, and then I'll get up and get my things done around here, get squared away. I want to go down and talk to the boys, see how all of them getting along, and